Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We just had great meetings again at this last weekend. About 800 were attending the services, 14 were baptized in the apostolic way. We just praise God for calling His children from various countries and cultures, from all over Europe, from all the continents. We had, I think, over 20 nations represented, and we're just acknowledging that it's the God of heaven who is working on earth to complete what He started 2,000 years ago. We believe in the imminent return of Christ. We believe in the restoration of all things. We believe that our Lord remains in heaven according to Acts chapter 3, verse 21, until the times of restoration and restitution of all things have come. We believe that God sent His prophet according to Malachi chapter 4, the second part, who should turn the hearts of God's children back to the fathers, that all things must be brought back to the very beginning. Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last, and the New Testament church must be at the end as she were at the very beginning. Beloved, our Lord confirmed the promise of the Old Testament in Matthew 17:11, and also in Luke chapter 9, verse 12. And therefore, we acknowledge to live in a prophetic age, in a generation when all things predicted and promised are being fulfilled with Israel, with the nations, with the last empire, as promised and predicted in the prophet Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7. We believe that all things are now shaping up in the new world order, and that all religions are coming together, and that every Christian denomination which came out from Rome is now returning to Rome again because of the various doctrines they do have in common. Beloved, for us, it is so important to know that this is harvest time, the bringing in of precious souls into the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 9, the last two verses, we read, "Then says He unto His disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." There must be a call of the Lord to be in the field, to harvest, to bring in whatever he sowed, and to gather those who are ordained to eternal life. And then Acts chapter 13 is being fulfilled. All that were ordained to eternal life believed. If you don't believe, okay, I cannot change it. But if you believe the promised word of God for this day, if you expect God to be with you, you must receive what he promised, and you must have part in what God is doing right now. Otherwise, you can be compared with Luke chapter 19 from verse 41. When the Lord wept over Jerusalem, just heartbroken because he came to his own and his own received him not. Beloved, we're not to play religion, and we must make sure that we don't walk in our own ways right to the end. We must make sure that we believe as the scripture says. We must make sure that we don't believe our own interpretations or the interpretations of others. Make sure that you do believe the original word of God. I believe with all my heart that William Branham, God's servant and prophet, was used in an outstanding way with his uncompared, unique ministry to draw our attention to the Word of God. I don't think he was sent to start a new religion. And I don't believe that his many statements about certain points are meant to take us away from the Word and start our own directions within the message. There are so many interpretations about seven thunders, about the seventh seal, and different subjects. And why are there so many interpretations? Simply because people lost their respect towards the Word of God. They don't go back to the scripture. Not a single time. Every interpretation is taken from the scriptures, from one verse only, not from two or three, from one verse only, and then they are interpreted in different ways. And this is what Satan did right at the very beginning, when humanity had not yet really started. The same Satan did at the beginning of the New Testament church. Right in apostolic days, the Apostle Paul speaks about brothers who were teaching different doctrines which were no more in agreement with the original God-sent gospel, with the original plan of salvation. And beloved brothers, especially ministers who are engaged in the international travelings, going from country to country, we have to ask you, what are you preaching? What are you teaching? Upon what scripture do you base what you're teaching and what you're preaching? And let me say, if you are moving under the umbrella to make the statement, this is Malachi 4, this is Malachi 4, this is Malachi 4, then I have to warn you, Malachi 4 only states that God will send a prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Malachi 4 does not justify a single doctrine about thunders. Not a single one. It's only taken as an umbrella. So the ministry of William Branham, who was a true prophet, a word prophet, and a word prophet takes us back to the scripture. He cannot go beyond the scripture. If anybody on earth claims that the revelations William Branham received are beyond and outside the scriptures, I tell you right now, you are the most deceived person living on the face of the earth. The word of God remains forever. And if you go to Revelation 22, there you find the warning that should anyone add to the words of the prophecy of this book, are you adding? If you're not adding, show me in the scriptures where the things are that you are teaching and preaching. This is the time. This is God's time. But it's also your time, beloved. If you don't speak according to this word, it is because no light is in you. I believe that now before the return of Christ, everything must be restored into the divine order. And the New Testament church, and especially to be more precise, the bright church must be called out from all confusion, but not being taken into new confusions, but to become a word bride, just as the bridegroom was the manifested word. The God of heaven bless you and be with you, and may the bright church be ready at the return of Christ, the bridegroom, and that return is imminent. Maranatha, the Lord cometh. God bless you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.